Would you like to expand beyond your familiar horizons? Does the idea of stepping through a portal to a different dimension excite you? If so, then this podcast is for you. I Think I've Met You, But Also Know I Haven't is a Malbe Studios Style 13 production.
Episode 1, I Need More Oysters.
Since the now widely reported discovery of Style 13, speculation has grown as to why the gateway remained unseen for so long. Why was it not found earlier when it was apparently, as one prominent academic put it, hidden in plain view? And when it was eventually found, how did the phenomenon that is the enigmatic gateway spread so rapidly? Of late, the hypothesis that's gaining most support is that the style only appeared when it was ready to do so. This argument asserts that as normal rules don't apply when one is dealing with portals to different dimensions or parallel universes, then the gateway wasn't necessarily hidden. It just wasn't there until it was. Much has been made of the change and the almost visibly happy aura surrounding those who now lay claim to the title Style 13ers. Because of their newfound joyful demeanors, many of the major religions of the world have started to feel threatened. Spiritual leaders have even begun to place blame on the gateway people for the fall off in attendance at their holy ceremonies. They see the 13ers as offering a direct challenge to the premise of inherent discontentment, subjugation and subservience that plays a large part in attracting and keeping congregations and followers in tow. When giving an anti-Style 13 sermon recently, one prominent church leader put it this way.
A narrow mind can be a happy mind. What's wrong with that? Too much of this liberated thinking can lead to changes. Who really wants to do that? It's uncomfortable. I mean, that's what we're here for. To think for you. To allow you to be set in your ways and stop you having to deal with all this freedom of choice nonsense.
He then led the gathering in a hymn he had written called The Only Door We Want You Knocking At Is Heaven's. The location of the style is said to be ever-changing. In the early days of the phenomena, it was thought that the gateway was located solely at Croke Park Gaelic Sports Ground in Dublin, Ireland. However, reports of similar passing-through experiences soon began to filter in from other locations around the globe, and people quickly grasped that they could find their own Style 13. Style 13 would find them, no matter where in the world they were. In a remote mountain region of southern Peru, there is a mysterious district known locally as the Place of the Gods. It is revered by Peruvians as a site of worship, which really doesn't do anything to help offset the animosity of the major religions. Known as the doorway of Aramumuru, it stands near the border with Bolivia on Lake Titicaca, where Inca legend says life was first created on Earth. the doorway is surrounded by mystery. Hidden in a land full of Inca ceremonial shilpas and other rock-carved temples, it is purported to be a passageway to another dimension. Some travelers to the Peruvian site have talked about their experiences of falling through the doorway. One such person, whom we call Victor, as that is his name, said,
"My experience here has been fantastic. I have actually been through the doorway and have traveled to another dimension."
His first words on his return were,
I'm back.
Some doubt Victor's story, but those who witnessed his disappearance and re-emergence have no such doubts. His wife was one of those witnesses. She described how she had seen her husband vanish.
"One moment he was there, and the next he seemed to fade away. I was afraid he might not come back. When he did come back, he looked the same, but I knew he was different. It was like he knew things, big things, things he couldn't tell me of, no matter how much I asked him."
So, should we actively be on the lookout for our own Style 13 opportunity, no matter where in the world we are? Should we welcome the chance to step through and discover for ourselves what Victor knows? The debates around these questions have become quite heated. Those against have railed and argued that we should all be content to stay in our own dimension, and that those who have stepped across should get back to their own parallel universe. This has been described as the newest trend in racism and has attracted a lot of vocal and enthusiastic right-wing attention. Of course, the difficulty in identifying who to aim their abuse at has caused an amount of aggravation and frustration for them. Several cities and towns around the world have recently experienced protests and marches by these groups, with attendees carrying banners and placards with slogans such as, come out wherever you are, there's no parallel like this parallel, 13, unlucky for some, and the very common one, get back to your own universe. A support group for involuntary dimension travelers called Accidental Parallelism has recently produced a best-selling pocketbook called That's the Style. This handy volume points out some of the key indicators we should look for that would imply one has already had a passing through event that we may not even be aware of. It encourages people to always be prepared, with its central speculation stating, if we are not open to the possibility of having an involuntary crossing experience, then this can lead us to a place where we can make little sense of the world we find ourselves in. Some of the most common signs this invaluable tome tells us to look out for is a strong feeling of being disconnected, regular feelings of deja vu, disbelief in some of the things we see going on in the world, and an unwillingness to accept the authenticity of the things that surround us. If you find yourself saying things like,
it's a different world we're living in today.
I never in my wildest dreams thought I'd see this day.
Things shouldn't be like this.
Or maybe,
how did that gobshite get to be president?
Then there is a very real chance that you are actually living in an alternate reality, where the rules that govern normal society and propriety have been distorted and in some cases, done away with completely. Realization of the possibility of having an inadvertent crossing over experience can be very frightening for some and can cause huge anxiety. Conventional therapies put in place to deal with this tend to go down the line of trying to convince an affected individual that there is no such thing as Style 13, and that the world they find themselves in is actually the only one available. This has brought succor to some, but has also upset others, some of whom have gone on to develop a new syndrome called single dimension claustrophobia. The symptoms of this condition include a fear of conventional therapists and also an uncontrollable compulsion to jump through random gateways and doors. To counter the narrow view of conventional therapists, a confidential telephone service has recently been set up called Parallel Lines. The service has proven to be a huge success, with organisers saying they are finding it hard to cater for the volume of callers they're getting.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
The CEO of the service, herself a committed paralleler, in a recent interview said,
"People tell us the world's your oyster. But what if you're hungry? One oyster isn't going to do it for you, is it? So why should we settle for one world?"
Her arguments have been gaining traction, with sales of their I Want More Oysters t-shirts proving particularly popular. Some of those who claim to have definitely passed through Style 13 have become quite vocal and public in their defense of the physical existence of the gateways. This has led to a degree of celebrity status, with appearances on talk shows, debates, and other platforms becoming quite common. Reality television has also got in on the act, with excitement building in particular about the upcoming shows I'm My Own Parallel Person and I'm a Style 13er, Get Me Out of Here, where rumour has it that Victor from Peru will be one of the guests. A documentary called I've Met Myself Coming Back, all about the travails of a woman called Mary, who claims to have actually met some of her parallel selves, has recently won the Academy's Special Achievement Award. Her acceptance speech largely consisted of her thanking herself and wishing that her other selves could be here to witness this great honour. She accepted the award on her own behalf. Fossil fuel companies, plastic manufacturers, and some governments have also latched onto the Style 13 phenomena and the choices and possibilities that the portals into different dimensions offer. Put simply, they feel they can now justify actions that lead to global warming. One leader of a world power caused quite a stir whilst addressing the UN General Assembly when he said,
"If there is an indefinite amount of parallel universes and worlds out there, then what are you getting so tight and precious about this one for? So there's a bit of extinction going on, and we've heated up the earth a little. But what's not to like? This is our world, and I for one would like it to be a little roomier and warmer. If you can't stand the heat, then maybe you should move to one of your alternative kitchens.
His words were initially met with incredulous silence. In the hullabaloo that followed, some Style 13ers in the audience could be seen desperately jumping back and forth through any door they could find. In the weeks since his address, reason of a sort seems to have returned. And such openly blatant environmental disregard has once again retreated behind a veil of reasonableness amidst energy efficiency targets. Veteran Style 13ers Evangelina and Rebel West, whose names happen to be an anagram of, well, it's been average, are leading the charge to find what they describe as the perfect parallel. The premise that they have become spokespeople for rationalizes that if infinite possible worlds exist, then a perfect world, where everything is harmony and balance, has to be out there. The pair have run several well-attended seminars on the subject under headings such as Dimension Ascension and You Don't Have to Be Perfect to Be Unparalleled. Their gatherings have been attracting a growing number of people, but the fact that one person's idea of perfection may not equate to anyone else's has tended to dominate discussions. Another view that the pair have been espousing is that it's possible to live alongside people who are not actually fully living in the same world as you, and may in fact have a foot in many dimensions. The suggestion has caused degrees of both fascination and confusion amongst those who have taken the time to try to study and understand it. In a recent television interview, Evangelina and Rebel were questioned about cross-dimensional living. Rebel, who was wearing an I Want More Oysters t-shirt, stated,
"Look, it's as simple as this. If you want to live in this world, then live in it. Settle in. Commit. I've been through many gateways, and you wouldn't believe the state of some of the dimensions I've seen. Who knows, faults and all, this might actually be your perfect world.
But if you feel that this parallel might not be right for you, and maybe you've even been indulging in a bit of crossover behaviour, a foot in many camps, so to speak, then I'd suggest it's time to start looking for your own Style 13. When you find it, then, if you're brave enough, all you have to do is take that step."
So is Style 13 for you? Well, irrespective of whether you believe in its existence or not, Style 13 will present itself to you, possibly on several occasions within your lifetime. Maybe not in gate form, but it will present itself. All you have to do is leave yourself open to recognizing it. And when you do, well, the choices are yours.